And you're welcome back to the programme. The time now, 27 minutes to the hour. I'm joined on the line now by Sabina Trench from Schlienua Careers. Good evening to you, Sabina.
Good evening, Aidan.
And as always, welcome to the programme. We've received an email this evening from GL. I'll just read it as we received it. Dear Sabina, I'm working at the moment and thinking of signing up for an evening course. I don't know what to pick or what would be good for my career prospects. Any advice?
Oh, okay, right. Now, that is a good one because, you know, there's lots of courses going on at the minute. Now, some of them have started, but some of them haven't either. And it really is, if you are going out in the evening and it's not, we'll say, a hobby course, it is really important to think about what you sign up to. Now, that could be some type of an accountant technician course or maybe something like a social media course or whatever it might be. But I would advise people to see, we'll say, maybe what exactly the course is covering in terms of modules and that kind of thing and how that might relate or be applicable either to the job that you're in at the minute or something that might be maybe your next step kind of career or something like that, and particularly looking at an area or a gap that you have on your CV at the minute, and if you were maybe to go for something a bit different, that you might try and fill that in with some kind of an evening course. It's a great way as well to dip your toe in the water, you know, if you were thinking of maybe signing up to a more detailed, maybe even a year's course or something further down the line, but it would give you a taster at least of what you might be getting yourself into.
Can I just give you an example? Many years ago, I used to lecture on legal subjects for the accountants technicians course that was being run by the VEC. And this particular individual was a bookkeeper, but she took the course and she graduated with her qualification. I met her quite recently, having not seen her for several years, and she's now a chartered accountant.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, there's a trajectory of progression, if ever I heard.
Absolutely. And the fact that she took this evening course for the accounting technicians course saw her on her way.
Yeah, it did. Absolutely. And just as I say, you know, it can be an awful big leap to sign up to something that maybe runs over 8 or 9 months or, you know, every Saturday in Galway or Dublin or Castlebar or something, you know, so, or Cork or wherever it might be. And there's a big leap between where you are now and going to that. So I'm a huge believer in the shorter, we'll say, more taster type courses that still get you, you know, some kind of, you know, maybe a certification, or it might even just be a certificate of attendance or whatever it is, but in the subject that you think you might be interested in knowing more about. But the other thing as well is that there is a plethora of courses available online now as well. And that's definitely worth a look, particularly if you're in an area that might be a lot more specialist than maybe available locally.
And of course, if sorry to cut across you, Sabina, obviously if, you know, if you've got ambitions and you're doing a particular job at present and you feel that doing some course that's allied to what you're doing, that may be very important in terms of your future prospects.
Oh, it definitely could. And I mean, if you have a good relationship with your boss or supervisor or line manager or whatever, it wouldn't be any harm at all in asking them, you know what I'm capable of at the moment. I'd really like, you know, I know that there might be some opportunities coming up, or, you know, you don't want to be talking about moving on maybe, but opportunities within the organization, and say, you know, where are the, you know, the areas that I might, could improve on? You know, it's not about being bad at them. It's about where could I improve? And you might just get an insight there. Or talk to somebody who's doing the job that you would hope to do maybe in the future and say to them, you know, well, first of all, what courses did you do along the way? And, you know, what exactly is involved? And looking at me now, where could I maybe develop my skills a bit better just to improve, you know, just improve my chances or maybe get me on that path, that kind of trajectory that you talked about, you know, from your past pupil.
And of course, just to go back to what you said earlier, anybody thinking rather of embarking upon a course which involves, let's say, for argument's sake, a trip to Dublin every weekend for the next 6 or 7, 8 months, to be there for 10 o'clock in the morning, finishing up at 5, taking the early train or driving up, getting the train home or driving home. I mean, that is a huge commitment. And, you know, after a busy week's work, not everybody is going to be geared up for that.
No, they really aren't. And, you know, that's a huge commitment. You know, if you, you know, obviously pretty much everybody has other things going on in their lives and trying to manage that on top of work. And I mean, I met somebody very recently, a client of mine, who had done that, had signed up for a course. It was actually down in Galway. So they were traveling every Saturday for, you know, I think it was maybe every 2 weeks, I think. But she dropped out. You know, there was a lot more work in it than she had anticipated. So there's maybe a little bit of researching into what's exactly included in the course. But it was also the commitment over and above what she already had on was simply too much at this time. You know, so it's a bit of an element of timing as well. Now, the one thing I would say about the course is that it has a very good name, and it does have certification with it. And I'd always, you know, encourage people to try and do courses where possible that are certified or have some maybe CTAC level on them or something like that, because they're just more understandable by employers. And you know, the level tells a lot.
And will employers take a positive view of an individual who has embarked upon a particular course that requires a high level of commitment and indicates that they do have the ability to combine work and study over the course of maybe 8 or 9 months?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, even if it isn't a very long course, I can tell you from doing CVs for people, you know, this what they call the continuous professional development,
yes.
CPD. It's very impressive on a CV, and it doesn't necessarily have to be the 8 or 9 month course. It could be a 2 day course in, dealing with difficult customers. It could be a 1 day course in social media or whatever. And particularly where it's consistent over time, because the one thing that we all want in the workplace is we want people who will want to learn. They want to, you know, keep up to date with changes, but that they are always learning. And I suppose in a lot of ways, know that we never know it all and that there's always something more to learn. And I think some of the most successful business people, talk about that all the time. Warren Buffett is quoted as saying, you know, he spends something like 60 or 70% of his day at work reading.
Yes.
You know, just to learn things. So, you know, from that point of view, that's a real asset in any workplace, is somebody who's interested in doing more and you know, getting new information all the time. Whether it's a short-term course or a long-term commitment, that's no problem.
And of course, there are many careers now, in any event, which insist upon attending courses for the purpose of continuous professional development.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I would say as well, just to keep an eye online as well, as I said, you know, Alison.com for the free courses, and then some of the other online training institutes are just a good place as well to look if you're looking for that more specialist training that just mightn't be available locally, and you can work around your schedule to suit the, you know, you can work, I suppose, the course around your schedule rather than the other way around.
Very good. We must leave it there. Sabina Trench, as always, many thanks, and we'll talk to you again same time next Wednesday.
Lovely. Thanks a lot.
Very good evening to you.